name is DJ Beelzeboy.
My name is MC Zimina.
This week we are pulling out the stops and bring you a festive special entitled
Anti-Christmas, your fun time satanic jolly holiday.
Welcome!
Welcome to the Old Devil edition of Project Moonbase. We thought we'd try and to jump off the bandwagon of doing a Christmas special and doing an anti-Christmas special instead.
Yeah, it's the antidote.
The antidote, quite literally. I wasn't entirely sure there would be that much satanic Christmas music out there, but...
I know, usually when you go in and, you know, they're not playing it at the local Kennesaw or something like that. Yeah.
But it turns out there are actually one or two tracks.
A few people are not that keen on Christmas and have put it down in album form, luckily for us, and you.
Which is very nice of them. Thank you very much for that. It makes our lives much easier. So yeah, so every track on the show this week has a darkly devilish theme, but also festive.
What a combination.
Let's see if we can sustain that, shall we, through the show. In amongst all the music, though, we do, of course, have MC Zirconium and his unnecessary news.
Oh, that's right. This week, hail Satan, demon of hell, lord of the flies, our satanic majesty. Help us slog through this Yuletide period with a fake smile on our face.
All the while contemplating the tidal wave of sorrow that will annihilate the living world and usher in an age of darkness. Also, I'd like a new bike.
Let's see what we can do. Do you like the fairy lights on your hatch, by the way?
Love them.
They're satanic fairy lights.
Good.
We're going to start by playing a track which you can get on various compilations. Well, I found this on an album called Your Christmas Present by that great swing band leader, Tommy Dorsey.
And Satanists.
And Satanists. And his satanic orchestra. With the unexpected title, Satan Takes a Holiday.
Thank you.
That was a devilish Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with a nice track there called Satan Takes a Holiday from the album The Fabulous Arrangements of Tommy Dorsey in Hi-Fi.
Yes, you see, originally recorded, I think, in 1937, but some of the band members got back together in the Hi-Fi era to record a crackle-free version of that tune, which is very nice of them. Thank you for that.
But when you bought the new album, it actually had a little sachet of crackle yeah. attached to it in case you missed the original crackle. You could add as much crackle as you wanted.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. They should have a crackle knob on amps, shouldn't they, really? Just turn up the crackle.
Mm-hmm. Pop. How many pops do you want?
I think they might be onto something there.
Or just hiss.
Yeah. We'll have to do this. I think we've struck gold.
Mm-hmm. I do. I love it. This is how we're going to get rich.
Now we're going to leap into the world of preposterous heavy metal, doing an extremely unexpected tune, which was always amusing. We've had Metal Does Classic stuff before, but this is from an album called Neoclassical Metal Punk Rock Guitar Instrumentals. The artist, rather strangely, is Christmas at the Devil's House. This is a version of that very well-known and festive tune, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Taken to entirely new levels of preposterousness.
With Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from Neoclassical Metal Punk and Rock Guitar Instrumentals. All right. We're on the moon.
You might need to watch your blood pressure there. This is kind of careful.
Help. How do people do that all the time? Rock people are angry, aren't they?
I think they eat a lot of that whey powder stuff.
Do they? You know, like those big tubs of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see a big tub. You come in there, you little weedy guy, and see a big tub of something with orange bulbous mussels.
Yes.
I want that. I'm going to eat that. What it is like is that stuff in muesli, just the dust, just the powder.
Muesli dust.
Let's just sift out the twigs. Anyway.
Delicious.
Rock! But at least it was short. It's exhausting.
Yes. We might have some more rock coming up later in the show, but we'll tread carefully there, dear listener. Now we're going to revisit an album we did pay a visit to in our Cryptozoology show, which was Project Moonbase Edition 73. So if you go to the website and search for that, you'll be able to enjoy the sound of the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. Both the Fishmen tune and this next tune come from the first of two albums, actually, on the subject of A Very Scary Solstice.
That track was called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Fishmen.
Yes. This next track is called O Cthulhu, to the tune of the Hallelujah Chorus, which is very entertaining. I thought I'd actually bought the album back in the days of Cryptozoology, but my enfeebled mind let me down. And
well, there was a bit of a breakdown on the moon base at one point where a huge amount of data was wiped. So maybe it went the way of...
That happens to me quite a lot.
Data down the drain.
My data gets
the
wiped.
Magnetic tape got wiped.
Yes. At the time of recording the show, I don't actually have the album, and so we're going to have to make do with a little trailer for the recording. But hopefully by the time the show airs, we will have the full glorious version of this tune, which you can get on the first of their two Solstice albums. Two whole albums of Cthulhu-themed Christmas fare. What a lovely idea. So here now is the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society with their festive tune, O Cthulhu. are listening to Project Moonbase, a weekly show you can download whenever you wish. New editions of the show are available on a Sunday evening, and you can find out as soon as they are available by going to twitter.com/Project Moonbase. That's also, of course, one way you can get in touch with us, by simply @ing us there. We do also tweet the occasional thought as well during the week. But if you want to find out much more detail about the show, you should visit our website.
Yes, head on over to projectmoonbase.com, where you'll find everything you need to know about the show and how to contact us. You'll see a list of all the tracks we play and links to where you can find them on Amazon and iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, please subscribe, review the show, and click 5 stars.
Project Moonbase is a listener-supported show, so if you're thinking of buying anything on Amazon, please do us a favour by going to our website and clicking on the Amazon affiliate button, top right-hand corner, and making your purchase. It's entirely anonymous, doesn't cost you a penny, and it keeps us in inverted Christmas trees.
Thanks to everybody for listening and recommending us to your friends. If you enjoy the show, you can make a tiny but perfectly formed monthly donation of just £1. Ooh, what can you get for that? Nothing. Nothing.
Not even a bag of sweets.
But we could get something. I don't know what I'm saying. What could we get with them? A hat.
You're not limited to £1. You could make a higher donation if you wish. And now, dear listener, it's time to find out who's been naughty and who's been truly despicable.
Jewelry store sells solid gold Christmas tree. And I like, this is a quote, so it's got slightly odd the way it's expressed. In a jewellery store in Tokyo, a Christmas tree made of pure gold has been on display for a week or two by now. Here and there, it garners a lot of attention because of its elegant yet childlike theme. In addition to being covered in pure gold, Disney characters, including Mickey Mouse and Cinderella, make up the tree's finishing touches. Interesting. Yeah. The tree is made of 40 kilograms of solid gold. And stands about 2.4 metres high, measures 1.2 metres in diameter, and costs £2.6 million!
I might get one for the front room.
Nice, glittery. Ooh. After that, we should remember what Christmas is really about. Now, DJ Bongo Boy, de facto King of the Moon,
yes.
Help me out. I know it's somebody's birthday, Christmas. I don't know, do you want to...
I think it's the son of Zeno, isn't it?
Is it?
Son of Zeno?
Is it? I thought it was Jimmy Oliver. Is it not him?
Well, he is a kind of deity that we will worship at Christmas, yeah.
A labourer from Abingdon was escorted out of a dance tournament because of his resemblance to Jesus! Was causing a distraction. What?
It wasn't the Jesus, was it?
The Jesus. His resemblance to the Jesus!
No, from last week's show you had a family called De Jesus.
It wasn't De Jesus, now. He's probably in De prison by now. Yes, he was escorted out of a dance tournament because of his resemblance to Jesus.
Is that a criminal offence?
Apparently, it's enough.
Oh, dear.
I'm always amazed by people who think that they see Jesus in, say, a cheese sandwich or a pine door or a tie-dye T-shirt. Because we don't know what Jesus looked like, do we? He died 2,000 years ago.
There's no
about 1,840 years before the invention of the camera. This is slightly different. It wasn't Jesus in a cheese sandwich. It was Jesus at a darts match. But anyway, Nathaniel Grindle, 33. He's on borrowed time, isn't he? There. Because the big... That's when he dies.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was watching the match between world champion Phil Taylor and Kim Huijbrecht or something like that.
Really?
Huijbrecht. God knows. At Butlin's in Minehead in Somerset, when people in the crowd began to chant, "Jesus, Jesus," at him. Mr. Grindle, who has long hair and a beard, had to watch the rest of the match on TV in a nearby bar, where they, for some reason, didn't recognise him. That's awful, isn't it? What a shame. Do you think that happens to him all the time?
Well, I'd like to think in a slightly nicer, friendly world that he can maybe trade on that for his kind of darts persona.
Get a free sandwich, maybe.
Yeah.
Jesus, free biscuits. Brighton's Christmas tree lights video goes viral. This is about a video of Christmas tree lights that have gone on display in Brighton. One blunt, not-so-hidden message in the Brighton Christmas tree lights video reads, "I hate my job." So it's one of those things where you look at some lights and then you go round them and they all line up. Like the different letters at a specific point line up to read,
"Thought's gone into this thing.
I hate my job." Another one looks a bit like a willy. But only from a particular position. As you go round it coalesces into...
I like it.
Something, yes, rude Christmas tree lights are causing a stir in Brighton after a YouTube video of offensive bulbs went viral. The one-minute clip, apparently shot at a variety of locations across the seaside town, is currently doing the rounds online. There appeared to be a problem with Brighton's festive lights in the montage, with a series of rude images and angry messages being placed discreetly among the outdoor decorations. Entitled, "What Has Brighton's Council Done to Annoy the Person That Puts Up Their Christmas Lights?" The clip has been pushed out by local viral video website Poke. Brighton's councillor Jason Kitcat.
What?
Jason Kitcat. Only in Brighton.
Only Brighton, yeah.
Yes, it's a very old family, the Kitcat family. Yes, it confirmed the video was in fact a hoax. It's a hoax!
I see.
But it's quite a rude hoax. It's
a naughty hoax.
The video is a creative spook, but it's making people smile and getting thousands of people talking about the Brighton and Hove in the run-up to Christmas, he told the Argus. While a spot of clever editing and special effects have been used to create this video, it appears that it's tickled people online. "Whoever you are, I salute you," commented one YouTube user. "Better than the Olympic opening ceremony," said another.
You have been used. Balam.
Thank you, Anastasia Kanium.
Thank you, sir.
For a specially festive selection of news stories. There'll be more later on in the show. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know we like clapped-out calliopes and theatre organs, and mechanised instrumentation generally is quite entertaining, especially when it hasn't been restored.
Slightly broken
or
instruments.
Or perhaps has been badly restored.
Wooden robots playing instruments.
Well, in researching this show, I was absolutely delighted to discover a whole album full of Christmas-themed tunes played on a variety of different carousel organs, music boxes, automatic banjos.
Automatic banjos?
Which
robotic banjos!
Robotic banjos. And a single Violano Virtuoso machines, which were essentially automatic violins played by mechanisms in cabinets.
Played by mechanisms in cabinets?
In the early part of the 20th century.
Hello! That is an instrument being played by a mechanism in a cabinet! What this is it's that singularity thing, but only with instruments. Yeah. It's what happens when a banjo gets consciousness. Bing!
Uh-oh.
Hello.
I thought there's such a great collection. We're not going to be able to be a little bit too much to play too many tracks from it. But I thought we'd get a couple of tracks on this anti-festive show, because there definitely is a slightly deranged, demonic quality to these tracks. So we'll start by playing the Queen of Kings Island Wurlitzer, number 157, with its version of that holiday classic, White Christmas.
Thank you.
was the Queen of Kings Island Wurlitzer 157 with their version of White Christmas. And it was a little bit Third Man-ish.
It was, actually, yeah.
In fact, I would say that would be ideal music. After you've been counterfeiting some medication, that would be great to go to a fairground and strangle a Member of Parliament to. Merry Christmas!
The whole album is really perfect for that kind of activity.
Sinister fairground activity. I like the kind of military.
Yes, I particularly enjoyed the snare drumming through that.
It just comes in, just sidles up to you when you're not expecting it. Oh, adds a certain precision to the whole thing.
Yes,
we definitely need to do this. Oh. In fact, it would be very good if we could do a kind of military show. Various mad military.
After our military romance show.
After a bit of military romance, that gave me the taste for it. I want more.
So that was military festivity there. We had. And as I say, we'll play.
You horrible lot, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Peace and goodwill to all men. It's such a splendid album. We will have another track later on in the show. Don't worry, dear listener, there'll be more. Maybe we should play some of that throughout the year, even though it is all Christmas themed music. It's such great stuff. We're going to proceed though by playing a brand new track. We've been contacted.
Is this the saucer stuff? Because we did the recent British Flying Saucer Show, and we were trying to encourage the pilots of flying saucers to come back.
It certainly sounds like they could be. This next band definitely have.
They're on Facebook. They're flying saucers. That's the problem. They've given up flying to Earth. They're just on Facebook now. Possibly Google Facebook. Plus, is it?
Yeah. There's been a bit of a pincer movement take place. We've had both a friend of the band has contacted us via our Facebook page, but we also had an email from the band themselves called Les Lapins Sauvages. And
Savage Cullen? Rabbits.
Wild Rabbits.
Wild Rabbits. Mm. Yes, Savage Wild Rabbits.
They have just released their...
I know that's funny, but rabbits are quite savage. Peter Cook used to go on about how violent rabbits are. Anyway.
They can be quite frightening, rabbits, in a certain light.
Well, if you wake up and they're on your face.
Bearing those teeth of theirs.
Attempting to nibble your nose.
Yes. We had an email from the band member Louis Ferdinand Lapin. I am not sure whether he is particularly sauvage himself, but I guess he must be. They all must be quite wild. Bonjour, as they say in Francais. Les Lapins Sauvages have finally completed their debut EP, Le Noël Sapristi, a véritable tour de France of the finest in holiday musique. I'm not sure whether he is actually French or not. I'm not sure.
You're just trying to antagonize him anyway. Yeah.
Please give it a listen and let it become an integral part of your holiday tradition.
This is what he's suggesting.
Yes. Oh. I think we might do. It's very much up Moonbase Alley, this next band. And there is a slight, there's a slightly maniacal, demonic aspect to it. Don't take that the wrong way, Louis Ferdinand. As we hear Les Lapins Sauvages with their version of Décorer les Salles.
And deck the halls.
Les Lapins Sauvages with Décorer les Salles. Thank you for that. Thanks for sending that. And if you have music which you think is Project Moonbase appropriate, if you compose your own music you think is Project Moonbase appropriate, or you have music that you think we should know about, you can contact us. show@projectmoonbase.com.
Please do. We're always looking for new sounds, new directions. And now we're going to play a track by a much, much beloved character on Sesame Street. This is a suitably anti-Christmas tune from Oscar the Grouch. From an album called Sesame Street Christmas, but goes generally against the grain, I think, of the album, called I Hate Christmas.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer.
Oh,
faces everywhere. Happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah. Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say hooey and bah humbug!
Santa came on a nuclear missile. From Heather Noel there, from the album The American Song Poem Christmas. Daddy, is Santa really 6 foot four? An interesting twist on the whole Christmas thing.
Yes.
Santa turning up there on a nuclear missile. Not really what you want for Christmas.
And also, it turns out he's giving laser guns as presents as well.
I think there's a message there. There's a message in it. So I'm not quite sure what it is.
Now, that was a slightly tenuous, not entirely satanic, but I think slightly anti-Christmas.
Fairly worrying.
Tune. Yes. We have been urged. We have been urged to buy, get a copy of this album, having played some song poem music. And I'm delighted to say that that is an early Christmas present from our London listener, Space Disco Jeff, who gave me special dispensation to open this present before Christmas, which is probably...
unprecedented.
I know.
Surely that breaks some kind of rule somewhere.
I'd like to think that in itself is vaguely satanic.
I think you've been naughty, not nice.
Yes.
Think twice.
I think you would be right. I'm going to secretly rewrap it, though, for Christmas.
And then feign surprise.
Feign surprise.
To no one in particular.
That's right. So thank you very much for that. It's a whole album of Christmas song poems. We'll have to wait another year, though.
Yes.
We
look forward to that.
Before we hear any more.
12 months from now.
Yes, indeed. And now, dear listener, if you're interested in hearing some more unnecessary news, then follow us as we enter Satan's Grotto.
A Swazi member of parliament has urged the government to hike taxes on traditional healers and soothsayers to help solve a funding crisis in Africa's last absolute monarchy. The mediums, known as Sagomas in the Southern African nation, pay an annual 10 emalangini license fee. That's about a quid.
Okay.
But MP Majahodvidum Kumbolo or something, probably isn't anything like that, but an MP said they had jacked up their fees fourfold in the last few years and should pay more. To quote him, a majority of our people consult traditional healers, but the money they pay to the government falls far short of the money they make. I would hope so, otherwise, you know, if they're paying out more in tax than they're paying, then that is not going to work, is it?
Not really.
Anyway, Swaziland's budget deficit ballooned to 15% of the annual economic output in 2010, while the government ran through central bank reserves and delayed paying wages to its civil servants in order to keep itself going. Swaziland is officially Africa's most bloated bureaucracy. Ah, a proud boast. In an in-depth assessment of the economy, the IMF, pure evil, rated the scope for raising more taxes as small. King Maswati III, who has at least a dozen wives, he's not quite sure how many, you know, give or take a couple.
At least
a dozen wives. And a personal fortune estimated at $200 million, refused to cut royal or military spending. Well, it makes perfect sense to squeeze more money from those greedy soothsayers. That bloated bureaucracy and the multi-millionaire absolute monarchy isn't going to pay for itself, is it? You know, if you wanted a bloated monarchy with a guy that can't remember how many wives he has, you're going to have to pay.
I like to think that as you're driving into Swaziland, they have great hoardings up saying, "Welcome to Swaziland, Africa's most bloated bureaucracy."
Yes, it does sound enticing, doesn't it? Come hither.
Coffee won't keep you awake at Tokyo's Hypnosis Cafe Colours. Mm. Yes. As well as alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, on the menu at the Tokyo Hypnosis Cafe Colours in Shinjuku Golden Gate, it also features items such as trauma erasure and past life regression.
Mm.
Or cheese sandwiches.
What do you want? Tokyo is known for its unique cafes, including, for example, the Cuddle Cafe, the Vampire Cafe, the Hammock Cafe, all of which sound good. Oh, just combine them all. Cuddle from a vampire and then into a hammock. And now Tokyo has the Hypnosis Cafe. As the name suggests, this venue uses the power of hypnosis to attract customers. It offers visitors the chance to try a number of hypnotic techniques, including reconnecting with your inner child, quit smoking suggestion, which is what it's called. Would you like quit smoking suggestion? Or trauma erasure? Yes, simple hypnosis is performed by an expert bartender and magician. So,
I wasn't expecting that.
It's a very niche market, isn't it? We're looking for some barman. Oh, I'm a barman and a magician. Not really a magician. Yeah, we're looking for a magician, bartender, plumber, and brain surgeon. before being put under subjects are advised to have a drink and relax to help them unwind. Mm. The bartender slash hypnotist magician. Oh, so he's a bartender, hypnotist and magician now, lays on a series of magic tricks for the customers. He uses his mind control skills to play tricks on them. He limits their physical movements, making it impossible for them to get off chairs and move their hands. Hmm. He tries to put clients in a state of relaxed sleep, making them think they're drinking delicious beer, when in fact their glasses are filled with plain water. That's just wrong.
Hmm.
That is evil.
Well, I guess he still charges them for the wine, though.
I don't... Yeah, it could be. Or beer.
Beer, sorry.
It's a place to go with friends and laugh at them, apparently, because there's not going to be... You're not going to remember anything if it happens to you, are you? You're just going to go in, and you're going to lose about 20 minutes, and then... You'll just have a bill. You're like, I don't remember drinking that. And they'll be like, get out. So if you're in Japan, fancy a coffee and have a lot of emotional baggage, or want to say hello to your inner baby, you know where to go. And finally, trainer says dogs can drive cars. Yeah, let that sink in.
I'm thinking about that.
Apparently, the trainer says it takes a while for the dog to get the idea of what's actually happening. No kidding. Three dogs in New Zealand have been taught to drive a car. After weeks of indoor training in how to change gear, brake and steer, the canines have finally been allowed behind the wheel of a real car with a little help from their handlers. And there is a video where you can see dogs driving cars. Obviously, this is great, and it's a nut we need to crack. I would love to have a chocolate lab drive me home from the pub. But I think if we are going to train dogs to do anything, I think the first thing would be how to go to the toilet, wouldn't it? You know, well, to use a toilet, not to just do it anywhere.
Yeah.
And number two would probably be, say, I don't know, cooking egg fried rice. But, you know, this is good.
Who's that?
I don't know if it's real, but there is a problem. I've seen the video of it, the dog kind of driving the car rather slowly. But they don't have opposable thumbs.
No.
So I don't really quite know how they can turn the wheel properly. How do you feel about dogs driving cars? good or bad?
I like the idea in theory.
Yeah. Would you want to be stuck in traffic with them?
Actually want to have... It's going to get distracted, isn't it? As soon as it sees, you know, like a rabbit or a cat or something running alongside the road, it's going to be off. It's going to be careening across the pavement.
Yeah, it's all very...
Trying to run down... And the small furry creatures.
Why does the dog want to drive a car? What's it going to do? It's going to go somewhere. It's going to go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And then what? It can't take anything off the shelves because it doesn't have opposable thumbs. So what's it going to do? You're just not thinking it through, trainer, in Australia. Or New Zealand, I beg your pardon.
You have been used. Elim.
Thank you, Mrs. Cunningham.
Thank you, sir.
For a lovely canine selection of news stories there. There'll be more later on in the show. This next track on the show comes from the brains behind Team America, but also, perhaps more famously, South Park. This is an album that they released by Mr. Hanky, the toilet-dwelling Mr. Hanky.
Small brown fellow.
Small brown fellow.
Is this family-friendly?
Well... It's gonna push the boundaries, I think, slightly.
Does it contain a number of upsetting notions?
There are one or two slightly upsetting notions.
Does it contain spicy language?
I wouldn't say too spicy.
Are you trying to corrupt us? We're in the middle of our family-friendly anti-Christmas, and you're trying to put in this singing turd.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Well, actually, for this track, he is Satan, the Dark Prince, in fact.
Fair enough. Well, that's all right, then. Yes, beware. You might want to... How long is it?
Just over two minutes.
2 minutes. You might want to fast forward if you think you might be worried by this. You might want to put some earmuffs on your dog.
Yes.
Especially if your dog understands English.
This is the heartwarming tale of Christmas time in hell.
Well, I tell you what... Maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us, everyone. Everybody has a happy glow. Let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Tannenbaum!
He has a Tannenbaum.
God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, cause it's Christmas time in hell.
Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan.
Michael Landon's hair looks swell. It's Christmas time in hell.
There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head just watches Weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day all is well. It's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, Movie House!
He's got eyes of gold. Yeah, he's after your soul. He'll turn your Christmas on its ass, smash all your ornaments of glass. He's got a belly full of nothing and a sack deep as a black hole. He'll try to fill his void with all your Christmas stuff, though in the end you know he'll never ever get enough. Toy soldiers and a wicked elf brigade. He'll march them down into your chimney and then come at them on a crow. They'll dance upon your ceiling just above your little heads. They'll put demented clowns under your little beds, stealing, looting, burning everything they find, bringing hell on earth. You know they're not real kind. He's coming. Old Scratch is on his way. He's coming. Satan Claus is coming to town. He's got horns that glow. He'll turn your holy days to trash, give you fungus and a rash. He's got a devilish disposition and a grin devoid of cheer. He won't bring you presents, he won't bring you toys. Just the burning flames of hellfire for the girls and boys. Well, he lives on black and voodoo with gristle on the side. He'll make your milk go sour and your cookies turn to dust when he puts his evil touch upon your Christmas lights. They'll be flashing 666 into the winter night. The 20 seconds flat will burn your Yule log down. They'll start it snowing frogs as things slither up from the ground. He's coming. The ragman flies tonight. He's coming. into town. So you better not pout, no, you better not cry. Cause if he sees your tears are falling, you can bet that he'll be calling with his entourage of menace and his nasty Christmas plague. He'll treat you worse than old Job, yeah, he loves it when you beg. You better watch out.
That track was called Satan Claus from the delicious sounding The Hot Buttered Elves.
I do like a hot buttered elf.
For an album called A Very Lo-Fi Christmas.
Mm.
It was a little bit sinister.
It was, yes. I was surprised at how many satanic Christmas tunes there are out there. Quite an eye-opener. Maybe even enough for another one next year.
Mm. Let's hope so.
Now another one coming up from an album called Evil Christmas Carols. Now, I love the concept behind this particular album. It's by a piano player called Sean Veshy, or Wesh, or possibly Weesh. Who knows? If you go to the Project Room Place website, you'll see how it's spelled. You can decide for yourself. The idea behind this album is that he decided to play a whole bunch of very, very well-known Christmas carols, but in a minor key, to kind of lend them an air of...
Tragedy.
A
forlorn quality.
A forlorn quality, yes. You may say that, yes. And the results are really, I think, rather splendid, particularly if you're as cynical about Christmas as we are at the Moonbase. So we're going to play one of the more uplifting, well, in its original forms. This is his version of Sleigh Ride, with the subtitle, Lovely Weather for Pedestrian Casualties.
Sean Welch with Sleigh Ride. Lovely weather for pedestrian casualties, or whatever
yes.
It is. It's a minor key version of the same track. Yeah,
yes.
A little bit of a twisted take
yes,
on that.
Slightly mad, wasn't it? It reminded me, certainly, the inside, certainly when it started, reminded me very much of Bernard Herrmann.
It does, and a little bit of stabbiness.
Yes, stabbiness.
A little bit of a change.
We like a bit of stabbiness in our Christmas
you
carol.
You could definitely see something black and white and some shadows going
yes.
up a wall. In a slightly worrying way.
Yes, the whole album is just as good as that, and I would highly recommend acquiring a copy, which you can do by going to our website. If you're listening to this in the distant future, this is PMB 109 you need to seek out.
And if you're listening to it in the past, this is PMB 109.
Yes, that's true. That's true too. Now, we promised you another track from this album of Carousel Organs, Music Boxes, Automatic Banjos and Violano Virtuosos. The actual album cover has got the title And Then Came Christmas, which is quite a menacing, I think quite a menacing title. This comes from an instrument called the Mills Single Violano Virtuoso, which is another cabinet-based automatic instrument. In this case, it's a violin. I think they actually use piano strings and various rotating rosin-covered devices to actually emulate the sound of a violin playing, with heavy tremolo on most of the notes.
I like to think that it would be one of those fortune tellers in a cabinet, yes, but playing a violin. And then possibly drawing its finger sinisterly across its throat about halfway through.
This kind of sounds a bit like that, actually. It's a bit hard to take, this tune, so bear with us, dear listener. It's only a minute and a half long.
Take a sip of sherry.
This is a lovely treatment of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
That was, of course, Mills' single Violano Virtuoso with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And you said you thought it was a little...
Well, I could hear in the background there the sound of a space wasp.
Space wasp, yeah, the space wasp, yeah. So not everyone can hear that, but it was worrisome, wasn't it? Really was quite worrying.
I quite like the slightly laboured quality to the performance,
yeah,
as well.
It was like a child playing a violin. Yes. Who's, you know, they can play it, but they have not yet developed any human feelings.
And are possibly possessed by the devil.
Like an evil child, yeah. Like an evil child. Like that's how an evil child might play the violin. If they had a robot arm. Oh, she's all right. Yeah, she loves it. Yeah, she doesn't look happy.
Is she supposed to have glowing eyes?
Oh, her head's turned right round. How can she read music when her head's spinning round?
Oh, dear. That's
great stuff.
Extraordinary. Our whole album is quite extraordinary.
I like it.
You'll be hearing more, and possibly on our mid-summer alternative Christmas special. I have been DJ Beelzeboy. I hope we've enjoyed this anti-festive edition of Project Moonbase.
I have been MC Zimmer, and I hope you enjoyed the flip side of Christmas. And it's dirty, it's all covered in stuff and gook.
It's not very nice. We're going to leave you with those Giants of Mon Rock. We promised you more rock, and it's coming up now. This is, of course, Spinal Tap, with from their album Break Like the Wind. This is their festive tune, Christmas with the Devil. Until next week, dear listener. We'll be right back.
out your rolling pin and your dough, as next week on Project Moonbase, we set about baking today's bread.